Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is signaling that the rate hikes to curb inflation may soon slow down. Delivering remarks in Washington, D.C., Powell said the central bank might scale back the pace of interest rate hikes as soon as December, adding slowing down is a good way to balance the risks and that wages need to move.
Wages need to go up. And of course, we want wages to go up. We want wages to go up strongly, but they've got to go up at a level that is consistent with 2% inflation over time.
Powell also cautioned that the fight against inflation is far from over. House Democrats made history electing New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to lead their caucus in January. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports Jeffries will be the first Black person to lead a political party in Congress.
Jeffries, who is 52 years old, is 30 years younger than House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is stepping aside from the top leadership post after holding it for nearly 20 years. Republicans won a narrow majority in the midterms, and Jeffries will serve as minority leader. The New York Democrat said his party is committed to fighting for working-class families and summed up his goal.
Get stuff done. Make life better for everyday Americans.
He pledged to find common ground with GOP leaders when possible, but also vowed to push back against extremism whenever necessary. House Democrats also elected Catherine Clark from Massachusetts and Pete Aguilar from California for the number 2 and 3 leadership posts. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.
A nationwide freight rail strike is still looming, but the U.S. House passed a resolution that would force unions to accept a tentative agreement brokered earlier this year. President Biden is urging Congress to prevent disruption to the U.S. economy. The House also voted on a resolution that would provide 7 days of paid sick leave to rail workers. Now the measure goes to the Senate. Supporters for a jailed opposition leader in the former Soviet Republic of Belarus is in intensive care. Charles Maines reports.
Maria Kolesnikova was among a trio of women in Belarus who gained international fame for rallying their country against strongman Alexander Lukashenko's quarter-century rule amid flawed presidential elections in 2020. Lukashenko ultimately held on to power thanks to backing from Russia and a brutal crackdown on protests that resulted in over 30,000 arrests and Kolesnikova herself being sentenced to 11 years in prison. Now, Kolesnikova's sister and political allies say they learned the opposition figure is in stable but serious condition following an unexplained surgery. They also say the sudden operation came after Kolesnikova spent some 2 weeks in solitary confinement with no prior health complaints. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Michigan Supreme Court has paused a criminal trial scheduled for the parents of a teen who killed 4 students at Oxford High School 1 year ago. As member station WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, the state's high court questions whether there is enough evidence to support an involuntary manslaughter charge.
Prosecutors accused James and Jennifer Crumbly of being grossly negligent by allegedly ignoring signs their son could become violent and instead buying him a gun as a gift. The parents' involuntary manslaughter trial was set for January. Michigan's Court of Appeals rejected an attempt by the Crumbly's attorneys to stay the proceedings and to have some evidence ruled inadmissible. But now Michigan's Supreme Court is sending the case back to the appeals court, ordering it to consider whether there is enough evidence for prosecutors to take the rare step of charging the parents of the shooter with a crime. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
The National Weather Service says record high temperatures in Texas and Louisiana fired up the storm front that spawned deadly and destructive tornadoes across the Deep South Tuesday. In Montgomery, Alabama, a woman and a little boy were killed when a tree struck their home. The severe weather threatened a stretch of the U.S. where more than 25 million people live. A total of 73 tornado warnings were issued. Wall Street jumped after that announcement from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, saying the pace of rate hikes might slow down. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P are all up. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.